Hello, this is Elvira. I am the Lord's worker for this ministry called the Fruit Factory. We are a prophecy and teaching ministry that is a call to true Israel and the end times church. I'm saying true Israel because the current people that parade the earth calling themselves Jews are not. They are actually what the Lord Jesus Christ calls the synagogue of Satan. You can read more about that in the book of Revelation chapter 2 and the book of Revelation chapter 3. In both books, it is verse 9. If you also go to the book of 1 Chronicles, you will see the genealogy of the Jewish people, the genealogy of the Israelites, the branch of Jacob, and these people who are poster boys of Judaism and being Jews, and who occupy the territory currently known as Israel, are not even of the descendants of Shem. Shem is the person after which the word Semitic is derived. So they've been bullying you, calling you an anti-Semitic for at least a century now, when as soon as you say something that offends them, or as soon as you say something that is going to expose them, you are anti-Semitic. Except in order for someone to be anti-Semitic, you have to be Semitic, and you are not. So how can I be anti-Semitic if you're not even Semitic? Please make this thing make sense. So they've been lying and they continue to lie. But a time has come. The time is here. And the Lord is sounding the trumpet to his true people who are still scattered across the nations. The true Israelites are found on the seven continents of this earth. They are scattered. And the Lord is calling them back to him because the time to be regathered and the time to be carried back to the land of the promise is here. This ministry is also a call to the end times church, because the end times church is going to be grafted onto Israel, and both are going to be carried back to the land that the Father had promised, because he always keeps his promises. But for that to happen, we have to be made ready. And this is what this ministry is here for. This ministry is here to proclaim that the harvest is at hand, and we must be ready for the harvest. The one who is not fruitful will not make it. It doesn't matter if you think you are of the branch of Jesus Christ himself, if you are a descendant of Jesus Christ, which all of Judah is, all of you Israelites, Black Americans in the United States, you are descendants of Jesus Christ. A lot of the tribes in Africa, the Bantu tribes, you are descendants of Jesus Christ. I know that I am of Judah. I am of the branch of David, which Jesus Christ was as well. And the Lord expects from us a double portion, because we are the firstborn. We are not the firstborn by birth, biologically speaking, but spiritually speaking, we receive the blessing of the firstborn. And we were given a double portion. So we expect a double portion. The Lord expects a double portion from us. That is why he also judges us twice as harsh. So it doesn't matter if you're the grandson of Jesus Christ, which couldn't have been, because he didn't have physical children here. But it doesn't matter if you're of Judah, which is the tribe out of which Jesus Christ came. actually does matter, because then you're expected to be twice as good, to give back twice as much as the other tribes have given or are expected to give back in terms of fruitfulness. So we are here to get ready for the regathering, to prune ourselves, to be purged, to be refined in the fire, so that when the Lord says, okay, it's time to go back, we will be ready for that. And today, I am going to be talking about my history with Hollywood and the warning that the Lord is sending out to Denzel Washington and to a few other celebrities of Hollywood. And why is that? Because I was tasked by Yahweh to begin a series of prophecies that the Lord is proclaiming against very prominent names in Hollywood who operate both in the face of the public and behind the scenes. But before I begin this assignment, I must provide a disclosure of my history with Hollywood, and I will do so within the limits of the preservation of my and other people's private matters, just as directed by the Lord Jesus Christ. The topic of Hollywood is one that I have been dealing with since January 2022. This is an industry where I almost had a career as a screenwriter. Studios and producers offered me a lot of money for my ideas in those days, but the Lord stopped me in that process and revealed to me that He had allowed me to become intertwined with that industry because I was called to be their evangelist and intercessor. I have prayed and fasted for many celebrities since January 2022. As a result, the Lord made me write book-length exhortations to them about salvation in Christ Jesus that were read and are still getting read by millions. However, in all my efforts, only a very small part accepted Christ so far. Some of whom have become very dear friends of mine because of how radically they chose to hang onto Christ. They are zealous ambassadors of the kingdom of God today, though the general public may not and may never perceive it. Some of them have also received their calls from the Lord into the fivefold ministries of the church. They have become laborers for Christ. They are now trying to get their former colleagues in that industry to accept Christ and escape judgment. We have seen very few turn their lives around. Many started the process but either got pulled back into their satanic circles or are still trying to find a way around the 24/7 surveillance and having to fight robots, having to fight AI security systems, having to go against aliens and hybrids and otherworldly creatures, spiritual creatures, satanic creatures. What I'm stating here is not a joke. For the top earners to find a way out of this industry alive after giving their lives to Christ is very daunting. But there is nothing that God cannot do. Therefore, we thank the Lord for the few, because even if just one person preserved their eternal life until the final hour, all the labor would have been worth it. Those who have been converted and have successfully gotten out of the grip of that system are continuing the work on the field to get people out. I continue to pray for them so that they carry out their God-given assignment. Many of these celebrities have used their witchcraft and occultic powers to try and harm me physically and spiritually during my evangelist work there. And even after I was done with that, still to this day, sometimes I see them, they continue trying, but to no avail, because Jesus Christ has always been bigger and better. The same people I was praying for are the ones who have tried to do this to me. They have tried to take me out. They have tried to do that to my family. Your favorite hand-clapping, ponytail-swirling singers and their hip-hop husbands have labored for months to try to take me out. And I'm not using this word lightly. But the Lord has never allowed it. I have been followed. I have been spied on in my day-to-day life because of this. They have tried to poison me because of this. Satan has unleashed his biggest dogs on me in that industry, but to no avail, because Jesus Christ is and will always be greater. The same people that I was praying for were the ones doing this to me. But I kept praying for them with a sincere hope that they would find salvation. Those who accepted Christ are now seeing their reputations and careers butchered by the Yehudim, the fake Jews. The Lord calls them the Yehudim. And these people continue to have their public images manipulated as if they were still part of Hollywood. Others are being held captive, surrounded by robots and AI security systems, so that they cannot escape, and they have to continue to work as slaves. You see them walking red carpets, but deep down they are slaves. They are suffering. That is why sometimes they just go out of the radar for almost 6 months. What do you think is happening? These people are slaves. Others are the ones who turn them into slaves. But before you become that, you are a slave yourself. It's a very oppressive regime. This is what Satan does. He cannot let go. He cannot accept that someone has actually believed in Christ Jesus. He cannot accept that defeat. So if he cannot swallow their souls because of the protection of Jesus Christ, then he will continue to want to pretend as if these people are actually still with him when they are not. But God will always have the last word. So when the Lord began to give me these prophetic visions of judgment, I understood that the time of destruction for this entire industry had finally come, just like he had asked me to proclaim to them since 2022. The last vision the Lord showed me of them just before starting to give me these judgments was one where there were all of these A-list celebrities, you'd say, A-list movie stars. They were standing together at a fancy gala and they were mocking me. They were mocking my ministry. They were mocking my consecration to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were mocking God. They were busting out laughing and patting each other on the back whilst doing it. And to that, the Lord had three simple statements. The first was, they are lost. The second, they will feel my wrath. The third, it is time for the harvest. This vision, this dream did not bother me because I know the work that I do. I know I'm doing it for the Lord Jesus Christ and not for human beings. And like he said, in the end, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. Now, with this disclosure out of the way, I will begin the process of delivering whatever Yahweh decides to put in my mouth to proclaim against Hollywood. For the record, the Lord considers them a sub-nation of their own. They operate in their system and they do not submit to the laws that the rest of the USA submit to, because they are Satan's headquarters and his personal PR firm. Satan is their king and he rules over them. They are the ones who bring him the most glory, and they are also the ones who recruit the most souls into his kingdom of darkness. So the rest of the American system has accepted this fact, and they know that these people are untouchable. That is why you will see celebrities getting away with all kinds of things until Yahweh decides to put an end to it. And now Yahweh has decided that the time for harvest has arrived, and he's balancing the scales. And all the big heads will be cut off. So if you're working in Hollywood and you're reading or listening to this right now, just like I have told you many times before, I am sure you have heard of me. You have read my work. I have been saying it and I will say it again. Repent. As long as your name has not been published here for judgment, you can still repent. Until the last second, you can still repent. But once your judgment has been sealed by God and proclaimed to you, no repentance will be accepted. The Lord is asking me to write down the list of names whose judgment is impending, the people whose judgment is impending. As I was writing this little disclaimer down, he just asked me that spontaneously. So it is what I did. I began the list, and I was waiting and hearing and to listen to the names that he would give me. And these are the names that he gave me. He gave me the following names: Rihanna, Usher, Zendaya, Tom Holland, 50 Cent, Cardi B, Shakira, Jason Momoa, Ryan Reynolds, Adele, and Denzel Washington. And for Denzel Washington, he has a specific word which I am going to read right now. To Denzel Washington, thus says the Lord, I have been preserving you and extending your time, and my grace upon you has been continually extended because your grandfather served me. Your great grandfather served me. But your time is running out now. If you do not repent quickly, I will strike you. So these are the people the Lord has asked me to enter into this list as a last call to repentance. Please remember that we're talking about the creator of the heavens of the earth, the heavens and the earth, the one true living God, Elohim, El Shaddai, Adonai. This is the person that we're talking about here. When I say the Lord, when I say God, when I say Yah, we are talking about the creator, Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the God who says that his word will not return to him void, but will accomplish what he pleases and shall prosper in the things for which he sent it. So these are not empty words. Every single word that I am proclaiming here is a word that I received from him as his messenger, as his prophet. Whether you want to believe in that or not, doesn't change it. It is a fact. So do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He is sending his word now in this prophecy, and it will surely prosper in the judgment it proclaims and promises. Do not underestimate God. Do not be so foolish as to think that you can overlook and downplay his word. There is a word that the Lord gave to prophet Ezekiel that is found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verses 17 to 21. And it says, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked person, you will surely die, and you do not warn them or speak out to dissuade them from their evil ways in order to save their life, that wicked person will die for their sin, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the wicked person and they do not turn from their wickedness or from their evil ways, they will die for their sin, but you will have saved yourself. Again, when a righteous person turns from their righteousness and does evil, and I put a stumbling block before them, they will die. Since you did not warn them, they will die for their sin. The righteous things that person did will not be remembered, and I will hold you accountable for their blood. But if you do warn the righteous person not to sin, and they do not sin, they will surely live because they took warning, and you will have saved yourself." So what the Lord is explaining is very clear. If a man is about to go and die, and you as a watchman does not warn him, and he goes on and dies, you are responsible for that. He will be held as responsible for his sin, but his blood will be on your hands. Right? But if you warn him and he doesn't, well, both of you would have saved yourselves. And if the righteous man, who's been righteous his entire life, but begins to sin, and you as the watchman does not tell him, look, you've been doing okay this entire time, but this thing that you've started doing, the Lord will not put up with it. You better go and repent. If you fail to do that, and this man goes and dies, his blood will be on your hands as the watchman. But if you do give him warning, and he does repent and change his ways, well, both of you would have saved yourselves. You as the watchman would have done your job, and that righteous person would have remained in the good graces of the Lord. So I, as the watchman that the Lord had sent to proclaim things to Hollywood, I have done my work. I have accomplished my mission. So whatever judgment falls upon you now, you people of Hollywood, your blood shall be on your own hands. That is all I'm going to say. So I invite you listening to this to visit our website, which is thefruitfactory.co. On that website, you can read the prophecy that I just spoke right now and a lot of the other prophecies. usually everything will be published on the website first. So even the prophecies that are not yet available on audio, you can access them on the website. And there's also something quite powerful about sitting down and reading the words of the Lord. It penetrates your spirit at a much deeper level than just listening to it. And it creates, it develops an intimacy with the Lord and a sensitivity to his voice that you will not get out from listening to me here on this audio. So please do visit. There are certain proclamations that the Lord has made to Israel, to the End Times Church, and all of those proclamations are on the website, thefruitfactory.co. Once you read those proclamations, some of the things that are mentioned here will begin to make more sense. I also highly recommend reading the selection of teachings or of statements that pertain to fruitfulness. First of all, the cost of fruitfulness, the basics of fruitfulness, and that which the Lord had to say about this ministry, our purpose. The Lord released a statement about that, just so that people would know what this is all about and who is behind this. The person who is behind this is Jesus Christ. I am only a worker. I am a servant. He's given me a work to do, and I am doing it diligently. And no matter if you want to believe it or not, it doesn't change any of that. And I'm going to keep doing it until he says, okay, you have released everything that I needed to release. But I've not even gotten started yet. So, I am Elvira, and this is The Fruit Factory. And I invite you to subscribe if these are thematics that you'd like to hear more of. If you're willing to commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a fruitful branch in his vineyard or his vineyard, then I invite you to subscribe and to share this resource with other people. There are prophecies about Israel here. There will be prophecies about Hollywood quite a bit because I was their watchman for 2 years. And in those 2 years, a lot happened. There will be prophecies about the fake Jews, and that is why also Hollywood is going to be a heavy topic, because they work in that industry at a very intense rate. The fake Jews will vacate the current Israel. It has been prophesied, the Lord has already determined it, and it began to be prophesied back in the days of the Bible, at least 2,000 years ago. I'm only here to come and provide additional information to what had already been promised, had already been proclaimed, because there is nothing new under the sun. So if these are things that interest you, and if you're worried about your life, if you actually care about your soul, then you will listen to what God has to say. I invite you to go and look at the different prophecies and subscribe to the channel or to the podcast and to check out the website in order to stay tuned with what the Lord is saying. So thank you for listening. I am Elvira, and this is The Fruit Factory, a call to true Israel and the End Times Church. It is time for harvest. The Lord Jesus Christ is sounding the trumpet, and only the fruitful will make it.